Okay, in this evening activation, we're going to continue with follow-up to your pituitary gland activation. And be aware of the birds and their responses within this activation. Okay, so let's breathe together as one. And we're going to align our breath with the breath of the universe and Hawaii, the big island. Beginning to align our breath with the breath of Pele, the breath of fire. That will help to activate even deeper your pineal gland, crown chakra functioning. Okay, we're going to breathe into the belly and exhale from the belly. Now, as we do this, we're going to pull up from Pele, from deep within her spirit, the power of fire, right up into the belly. Breathe in deeply. Drop the fire from the earth through your feet. Hold it in the solar plexus as if you're building up your strength, your stamina, and your power. Exhale and release. All unconscious resistance to holding that fire power in your body. This will also include any and all unconscious judgments and considerations about using your power in the world. And especially past life considerations about using your power. Or not using your power. Let's also bring forth any memories you might have from your early childhood, any lifetime in which you were told, don't use your power. Take a deep breath, relax even deeper. Relaxing the forehead, the jaw, your shoulders, your calves, your toes and your fingers. Right, we're going to take the fire from the belly, gently move it up into the heart. Deep breath. Now, begin to feel the power of that fire in your heart. going to ignite some places within your heart that have been shut down, closed, or only used in a very limited sense in this lifetime. So we're going to activate, we're going to open up those corridors within the heart that are now ready to bloom into full expression. So let's just imagine, as an example, in your first intimate relationship in this lifetime, where perhaps things didn't go according to your plan, and you decided to shut down because it was too painful or it hurt too much. Okay, these are those corridors that you're going to open up as you are ready to, again, express those energies. Now you can use this fire from Pele, from the goddess, from Divine Mother awareness within you, to begin to purify those resistances and those fears, those judgments where you shut down. Your ability to love and receive love, to be supported, you may now begin to release any grief or sorrow that you're holding in your lungs, staying in the now moment. And here I am, now I am. Call forth the pillars of light. We're going to call forth your family members, especially your parents, wherever they may be, to show you, as you are ready, to show you those places of where you blocked yourself, where you went unconscious, where you spaced out. Allow them to show you. Where you shut down, for they want to see you to blossom. Their wish is for you to be happy, to fulfill your destiny, to be who you are. Use this fire to enlighten those areas that have been dim or darkened due to unconsciousness, due to any level of perceived trauma, hurt, pain, stress. Allow yourself to feel these areas. Give yourself permission to embrace these shadows. Take a deep breath. Let's take this fire up into the throat. Remembering, this fire illuminates and it purifies and it ignites. Let's move this beautiful fire energy up into the throat chakra. Allow yourself to begin to burn away the limitations that you have placed around your throat. Allow this fire to begin to burn away those considerations that caused you to shut down your expression of yourself in this world. Now bring your awareness to the base of your skull. Give yourself permission to feel the we'll just call this a very subtle level of resistance to talking to God. This is the base of the skull, called the medulla oblongata. It's a very unique place within the brain. It is likened unto a doorway to God. That's the symbology. And for many of you, this has been blocked for a very long time. This channel is necessary to be open in the ascension process, in your embodiment process. So we're going to ask you to just feel and sense how you have blocked this area from your communication with the God within. We're going to ask your guardian angel to work with you directly in, shall we say, healing this area of very subtle levels of resistance. All right, let's move up to the pineal pituitary thalamus complex. Bring your awareness to the pituitary. And with your awareness and with the fire from Pele, embrace this part of your brain. fire is going to illuminate your ability to see clearly, to clairvoyantly see clearly. To see the truth, to see the illusion. When thine eye is single, thy body is full of light. So the body cannot be full of light, cannot embody the light fully, unless the third eye, pineal, pituitary, thalamus complex, is activated and working and functioning correctly. In relationship to the crown chakra, so now bring your awareness to the top of the head and just simply begin to expand your awareness now. Beyond the body, beyond the earth plane, beyond the world of form, the world of duality, the world of light and color and sound. Expand your awareness. Into the formless. And there you will begin to receive. Now breathe in the healing that you're ready to receive and become. Breathe it all the way down to the subatomic level of the body. Now, as you come back to your physical body, you're going to focus into your limbic system, which is basically in the center part of your brain. That's your primitive emotional center, your limbic system. You're going to bring a very soothing energy into your limbic system. Perhaps you want to visualize that as a very soothing blue light, or perhaps a green-blue light, or perhaps maybe a pink. You're going to calm down your limbic system. You're going to begin to condition it not to respond with fight or flight syndrome. Also bring that light into the amygdala, which is also an extension of that primitive emotional center that corresponds to the temple points inside of your head. You are in control of your body. Your body follows the direction of you, the soul. Take a deep breath and acknowledge that that is true. You are the navigator of your physical body, as well as your mind. And your emotional body is used to express through your physical body your desires, your visions, your goals, your dreams. Allow the fire that we call emotions to feel, to fuel your movement, your expressive movement in the world that we call your life path. Give permission to your emotions to be the prime mover through your body of your soul purpose. Give yourself permission to use your emotions, the fire, the passion, to express yourself in this world. Take a deep breath. So you're going to allow any resistance, any judgments to this manifesting, allow it to come in through your dream time. Your dreams. And in your meditations. And in your contemplative moments. And in your walks in nature. Or your swims in the ocean. Okay, allow the fire to settle in. You're going to begin to come back to earth reality. Back to your body, back to this room, back to planet Earth. Coming back from the formless into the world of form. But this time not being affected by the laws of polarity and gravity and cause and effect. And good and evil, and right and wrong, and light and dark. Coming back with the conscious awareness of the real reality. All right, coming back more alive, more alert, more awake, more here, present, focused, grounded, centered. Deep breath, breathe in the light, exhale the light, breathe in the light, become the light, release the light. And when you're ready, in this now moment, slowly open the eyes, allowing the brain to adjust. We give her gratitude and thanks for all loving support given. Thank your guardian angel. Thank your healing team. Thank nature, goddess Pele, the fire, the birds, the wind. And the ocean for its healing presence. So when you're ready, awaken into the now.